The Buddha was a person that was prophesied. His father was a king, and he ruled a great kingdom. And if I remember right, there was a prophecy that a baby was going to be born. It was either going to be a great Buddha or a great king. And so the king wanted, when the Buddha was born, he decided he didn't want him to be a Buddha. He wanted him to be a great king. So to ensure that he didn't take the path of the Buddha, he commanded everybody in association with this kid to make sure he didn't see anything negative. Everything he saw was positive. Every person he met was healthy. Everybody he met was happy. And it was like he was living in paradise. And the king gave orders for everybody to make sure that Buddha had the best luxurious, easy, pain-free life that was possible to have. And so the Buddha grew up thinking that that was normal, that everybody was healthy, happy, and everything. And then one day he decided he wanted to go outside the gates of the kingdom just to see what was there. And he talked a servant into letting him out. And he went out and he saw that there were people suffering. There were poor, there were wretched people, there were sick people. And it startled him. He just couldn't understand it. It just blew his mind. I didn't realize this existed. This is weird. I've got to find the answer to this. Why is this happening? Why are these people suffering like this? I must go on a quest. And so he was married at the time and had a child, but he left his wife and child and took off on a quest to find the answer. Why is there pain and suffering, and what is the liberation from this? Because this can't be right. It can't be right that there's all this pain and suffering, and there's got to be a way out. And so he went and joined with a bunch of monks, and they told him the way of liberation is to deny yourself of all luxuries, of everything associated with a physical body, and to negate anything in connection with it, including food, as much as possible. And so he deprived himself of everything until the fact that they say that if you touched his stomach, you could touch his backbone. He was so skinny, you know. He was sitting under the Bodhi tree, meditating. And at that time, it was said he was living on 2 grains of rice a day. Could you imagine that? Living on 2 grains of rice a day. And he was near death. A musical group come by, and they were singing this song. And the song was about tuning a musical instrument. And the song was talking about if you tune the strings too tight, then the sound would not be right. If they were too loose, then they would not be right either. But to tune the strings correct would be in between somewhere. The looseness and the tightness, and you would find a sound that would be just right. Does anyone here play the guitar? Okay, it's off. When you tune a guitar, how do you do it? You twist the instrument back and forth until what? Is there a black and white way to time to tell when it's tuned just right? How do you tell when it's tuned just right?
I listen to the overtones. You put your finger at the place when you can hear the overtones of the string, and compare it with. You must compare it with the string you tuned earlier. So
right. Would you say when you finally get it right, it's a judgment call?
Sure.
Yeah, yes. It's a judgment call, isn't it? You turn it till it's looser and tighter and looser and tighter until it sounds just right. And there's no really black and white way to find that just rightness. It's you listen, and it's a judgment call. You can something inside of you can tell when that tuning is just right. Same thing with a piano tuner. He tunes it and he listens and he can tell when it's just right. And same thing in tuning any musical instrument. It's not a computer program. You punch a button and you get a tune just right. They may come up with that someday, but right now you have to listen when you tune a guitar string, and when you pluck it and it's just right, it just feels right. You make a judgment call when you get that tuning just right. Now, if you start when the string is really loose, then you have to tighten it a lot. If you start when the string is way too tight, then you have to loosen it a lot. But the important point to understand the lost key of the Buddha is the point where it's tuned just right is not exactly in the middle. If the string is very loose, then the correct place is way down. It's very loose, then it may be way down here. If it's very tight down here, then it may be way up here. So the point is, there's just not a point that's exactly in the middle where the guitar string or the musical string is tuned correctly. It may be up here, it may be down here, it may be here, depending on where how loose or tight the string was to begin with. You just never know until you start to tune it. Maybe when you started the string was too tight or too loose, and so you have to make a judgment call. And the mistake the Buddhas made is they believe the middle way is pretty much right in the middle. And so they miss the key, the second key, which is the key of judgment. They miss that completely. There's no judgment in the middle way in the Buddhist religion. They leave that out. And that's why my book is called The Missing Key of the Buddha, because they miss that key of judgment. They think the middle way is somewhere in the middle. Now, they also have other explanations for the middle way. They think the middle way is just the teachings of the Buddha is the middle way. And that's not what the Buddha said the middle way was. Some of the teachings of the Buddha point to the middle way, but it's just not all the teachings of the Buddha are the middle way. That's not what the middle way is. The middle way is to look at everything on the right and everything on the left, and then make a judgment that is somewhere in the middle. And you cannot make that judgment on any scientific formula. There's no formula for it. It has to be done by looking at the data, at the information on the right, on the left, and then making that judgment of where the point of truth is in the middle. This is why we have so many problems in politics, is they don't understand the principle of the middle way. They're black and white. They think, well, here's what the left says, here's what the right says, and it's right in the middle, or it's right where we are, or it's right here. They leave out the key of judgment. Both the conservatives and the liberals, they both leave out this key where we look at both sides and we make a judgment which is somewhere between both sides. Now, what's in the middle way? Now, let's say we have something on the right, a bunch of teachings on the right, a bunch of teachings on the left. They oppose each other. Where is the truth? the truth isn't necessarily right in the middle. Sometimes it will be, but sometimes it will be close to the far right. Sometimes it will be close to the far left. It will be somewhere in between. Not necessarily right in between, but somewhere in between. Where is that? And how do you find it? What do you think one of the missing ingredients is to finding the truth in the middle? Any ideas on this and how to go about it?
I have a thought. I always thought it was sort of the best thing, and the thing that will give you the best outcome in the situation at hand. Best thing, best place, based time.
Right.
Finding thing in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, for politics, that would be true. The best occurrence. What would produce the highest good? That would be the answer. But on the other hand, we look at the arguments of the Democrats and the Republicans. They both think that their position will be the highest good. The Republicans think the highest good will be to completely eliminate Obamacare, and the Democrats think it would be to make Obamacare completely workable. And so which one? Maybe neither one.
So you must use principles.
Yeah, so it's very difficult for people to see that highest good. So how do we see that highest good?
You must use principles.
Right, we must use principles. That's important. There is an important key to look at here, to find the highest good. Who knows the highest good? Yeah.
I think you have to follow the highest you know, see what the fruits of that is, and adjust.
Okay. Susan says follow the highest you know, and that's good, but it doesn't always work.
She said in another, she said adjust. She said, see the fruit of it,
right,
and adjust.
Right, see the fruit of it, and then, yeah.
And then adjust.
And that's an important point. That takes us toward that middle way. There's one way to get there instantly. What's the way to get to that middle way instantly?
Soul contact.
What?
Soul contact.
Well, smart little gal we got there. Yeah.
She knew something we didn't.
Does the soul know the point of truth? Between the two extremes?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, the soul does, doesn't it?
Yeah.